Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Most of us have experience of the tea and toast that you get in the hospitals across the country, but could and should the meals that are given to patients in hospitals be a little more nutritious? Well, that's the opinion of one chef and author and restaurateur who joins us here on Lunchtime Live. JP McMahon, thanks for being with us on the programme today. What's your issue with hospital food?
I suppose in general, I mean, wildly, and like in Ireland, I think it's in a lot of the Western world, that it's very poor. I don't think there's any resources put into it. And if anything, I think hospital care has probably got better over the years, and hospital food has actually got worse. Whereas now you have a lot of hospitals that don't prepare the food on site, or there's just bags being opened and food being heated, overcooked, and unfortunately not very nice, and not very, I mean, nutritious, I suppose, would be debatable, because it can still be nutritious, even though it mightn't be edible, but in terms of the patient's health. But I think that there needs to be a lot more done and more resources put into it.
I would have imagined, JP, though, that those working within the hospital, you know, I know there might be some sort of a budget constraint, but I would have assumed that the meals that were being provided to patients would meet whatever nutritional requirements, you know, on a daily basis, given that it's in a hospital.
Yeah. I mean, possibly so, and that seems to be the case. I mean, there has never been more nutritionists and dietitians part of hospital boards. But, I mean, across the board, I mean, I would say over 90% of the hospitals would fare very badly if you looked at their food. I do know there's hospitals like Beaumont, and I mean, I wrote this little piece on recently in the Independent about trying to change hospital food, and like 1%, I think, of the budget of your room goes towards food. So of course, budget is a massive thing, and that can only be changed, I think, through policy. But I do think that hospitals need to, I suppose, open their ears and patients. I mean, I had my daughters in the hospital recently. I delivered food to hospitals, to patients who just couldn't eat what was being given to them. And I think that we need to connect our food movement, which has been kind of growing, to what's being served in hospitals by and large.
Yeah, is the hospital, like, you're in the hospital to get better. You're not in there to get fed, though.
Yeah, that's a good point, and it's made by a lot of chefs who have tried to tackle it all over the world. And I mean, it is a kind of very Western way of thinking that food and health are separate. And if you look towards, I suppose, other ways of thinking, predominantly Eastern way of thinking, when we look at food as like, would you eat better, you get better. And I suppose that is general thinking in for a lot of people. But I do think that the better the food offering, and I'm not talking about like any elaborate or like Michelin star meals, nothing like that. I'm just talking about like nutritious food that is prepared on site. So like a soup that would be made in the hospital from potatoes that were Irish potatoes and that weren't pre-peeled, that came in from God knows where in the world. And there would be chefs actually cooking the food with care and attention. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen. The food goes into a trolley. The trolley goes around. It's overheated. It turns into, I suppose, mush in a lot of cases. And again, it's not just myself. There are many, many chefs trying to change hospital food, like in Ireland and around the world.
I have to say, JP, I've had a couple of friends, you know, who'd often send you on photographs when they're in hospital, and in particular, probably in recent times, I've had one or two people send on, you know, the photograph of the menu and photographs of food, actually for, and I don't mind naming them, the hospital, the Rotunda in Dublin, and people talking about the great experience that they've had and actually raving about the food in the hospital.
Absolutely. And when this piece came out on Saturday, and of course I've written pieces before about it, but like the Rotunda and Beaumont come up a lot in this about how they have, what they have done. So it's not that it's not possible, given what the, in terms of budget, and given in terms of chefs. Ronan Fox is another chef in Mayo who's championing good, delicious, nutritious and local hospital food. Because I mean, it is food tells a story. And if you can communicate also in the hospital about this is the food that comes from this country, I think that's also, we're missing a trick. And it, like Denmark and other countries have done this, and they've linked farmers and hospitals and all sorts of other things. And it does take time. It's absolutely not going to be done overnight. But I do think that if you can go to a hospital and have a lovely lunch or a lovely breakfast, but I think white toast and Cocoa Pops and packaged jam and all of these things that are just standard, I think we need... The patients need to be given a voice and to say, like, sorry, thank you for my hospital stay, but the food was very below standard. And I think possibly we're afraid to say that. It's certainly more my mum in the hospital.
I know the point. I take the point you're making, JP, but I just wonder what sort of a reception would you get from hospital management or nurses or whoever you might complain to when you're, you know, you're leaving the hospital and you're being discharged, and on the way out you're pointing out to whoever you're chatting to, you know, look, the food here actually was a little below my expectations. Like, I just, you know...
I think maybe then it could be a questionnaire and it could be posted in, but I think hospitals need to start to recognise that they're not doing enough. And I don't think, I mean, of course, we've cited the examples who are doing well, but I'd love for a hospital to come on and go, we know our food is not great. Because like, I'm not going to like name hospitals, but I know there are plenty of them where the food is substandard and it's not good enough. There is no love in the food.
Okay, is it easy to fix that though? Or like, will chefs contact us here now? I'm interested actually in hearing maybe from some of those working in the industry inside hospitals. You could look, it's 1894 53 if you want to call us. But are they going to come on and say, look, this is down to the budget. We only get X amount of money. We have to do what we have to do, provide 3 square meals a day to X number of patients. Is that what it's all just down to money?
Look, it absolutely. And I don't think it's not one easy fix. It is a challenge. There's a wonderful book by a Canadian chef called Take Back the Tray. And she, Joshna, did in Ontario, did what we're talking about. And it took time. And of course, sometimes you go into a hospital, it works, and then you leave the hospital and it goes back to the old way. So it's an ongoing process. But I think the more chefs that care about the food, because I also think that a lot of chefs see it as beneath them to cook hospital food because they want to be working in restaurants with accolades and awards. And that kind of what you'd call social gastronomy, when you're cooking in an institution, whether it's a prison or a school, I mean, trying to make the food better in these institutions, I think that's what we should be talking about. But ultimately, the government is what needs to come first, and it's the budget, looking for more money for food, because labour will be the biggest cost. And it's the reduction of labour over the last 50 years in hospitals that has made the food worse. Like, if you can imagine that scones and bread used to be made because that was the only way. No, you couldn't buy in pre-made frozen scones from halfway across Europe. You had to make your own scones. So, like, in a weird way, the food was better in the past, and you can't say that for a lot in relation to Irish food. Mm.
Just to give you a flavour, JP, some of the messages coming into us here now with the News Talk text line. Pauline says her husband was recently in the Eye and Ear Hospital in Dublin and said the food was absolutely wonderful. This texter, I spent 10 weeks in Beaumont in 2015. The food was lovely there. Another listener, a hospital fed high fat food to a patient who was prescribed a very low fat diet. You can keep them coming into us. Jessica's also on the line. Jessica, what's your experience?
Hi, Andrea, how are you?
Good.
I was in the Mater, and I suppose I just texted in because the criticism really annoys me sometimes, because the food was actually a very high standard.
Okay.
You know, the dinners, and plus I'd like to mention the catering staff in the Mater. Like, there would be days where you might have one visitor of the whole day, and you know, they were so friendly and nice always, and I found the food to be an excellent quality overall.
Well, it's great to hear a good experience, because it's a tough time, Jessica, I know for many people. I'm not going to ask you now to go into your ailments or why you were there, but it is a stressful time, and even something as small as somebody coming in and just having a chat and a conversation can make a big difference.
Exactly, the friendly face coming in every day was just, you know, I suppose they don't get mentioned enough, really, the catering stuff and the amount of dinners they give out on a daily basis. I think it probably needs to be appreciated as well, you know. But I found overall the quality of the food was excellent, you know. Mm. And you had a choice on the menu.
Right. You know? That sounds great.
So, like... Yeah. I suppose I said in the text, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, you're in there, as you said, Andrea, to recover from whatever injury. I was in there for an injury. And, you know, it's probably like you go out to a restaurant, you expect certain, you know, it's not the food. It was very good, but I'm trying to say that people shouldn't be expecting you know, to sip the Richard Less wine in the evening. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God,
your
it
English
might make it a
to
bit
get
better,
better,
Jessica.
you know. Well, yeah, that's true. But certainly lunch, dinner, breakfast, it was excellent quality.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I know they'll be delighted in the matter to hear you on saying that today. Listen, thanks, Jessica, for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I suppose, JP, it's a fair point too, isn't it? It's maybe people need to just think about the expectations they have when they're going in the doors.
No, absolutely, and this is—it's not a black and white situation. And as we said, like there are hospitals that are absolutely pushing the barrier. But I do think that patients should expect more, and I think that the days of getting overcooked beef or overcooked turkey or white toast with packet marmalade—I think that we can be a bit more inventive, and I think that we can demand more. I think if we don't try and be better, I think that then for me there's no point. I mean, we have to try and say, can we offer patients better food? And also we have examples around the world of places, or even in Ireland, we have examples of like why do some hospitals like the Rotunda or that, why are they doing so much better? And you will, I'm sure, with the text messages that come in, you'll get good and bad stories, and you'll get really excellent photos and really poor photos. Mm-hmm. But it would be great to have an overall government agenda to try and fix hospital food. And that's what the article is about. Like over the next 10 years, could we make it that all the hospitals in Ireland would have a certain standard of food?
Okay. Well, look, we'll put that to our listeners today. Do you agree with JP? You can let us know on 53106. But JP McMahon, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Sinead in Wicklow agrees completely, she says, with JP, especially in the cancer wards where patients are supposed to be on low sugar diets. They should be given green smoothies on a daily basis. Sandra had her first baby in 2009. She left feedback at the time that it was inadequate, the food in the hospital. Going on current mother's experience, nothing has changed. I wonder where she's talking about. This listener had their baby in Holles Street last summer. The food was top class, 3 good meals a day, plus a healthy snack pack every evening. And this listener has provided us with a little bit of perspective to just say, not many people have a 3-course meal at lunch on a daily basis. So can we just stop complaining? You can keep them coming into us.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
And there's still lots of you getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today on 53106 about, we were chatting to JP McMahon, the chef there, just a few moments ago. He was talking about the fact that he thinks government policy needs to change in terms of hospital food and the type of food, make it a little bit more nutritious in hospitals across the country. Well, lots of you out there disagree, because it seems you've all had a brilliant experience. I wonder where the best hospital food in the country is. This listener, I agree, hospital food in some cases, according to Mary, isn't great. We had a relative in a local hospital. The food was very poor there, not appetising at all. Another listener has got in touch with us to say, my wife had a baby in Holles Street recently and couldn't eat because she was so unwell. So why had the meals that came around? I'm half thinking of us having another baby just to get the break, and the food was so good that was provided to us. Paul is also on the line in Ballinasloe. Paul, what was your experience?
I thought it was fantastic. I was really surprised because you heard all of these things about hospital food. And I was quite surprised at the choice you were given. The only downside, you had to order in the morning, you know, so you might have been half asleep, you know. I don't know. What did I? You might say, what did I order? Did I order fish or beef?
That is one of, if that's the only complaint
fantastic
that you have, Paul, in the hospital.
And as I said in my text, I've been to hotels, and it's been better than that. I've thought to myself, you know, this is like a hotel. I have to say the health service in Ireland is really good.
Okay.
I can't believe, you know, anything wrong to the GP. I'll give you a classic example. I went in there and I said, you know, I'm having problems with my eyes. And the next minute he said, go to the hospital tomorrow morning. And he said it was a cataract. And he did it within 3 weeks. unbelievable.
Okay, well, it's good. It's good to hear a good experience, Paul, because we too often don't hear that. So, thanks for sharing that with us and getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Another listener has got in touch as well to say hospital food is awful. I've been in and out of hospitals for years, and I always come home. I also always come out of the hospital slimmer because everything tastes the same. Colette has got in touch. Her friend was in a Dublin hospital for a week. The food was awful, stuck to the plate like rubber, and was cold. Opted for a sandwich, thick white bread and a slice of slimy cheese. Why can't the food arrive hot at least? JP is right. I mentioned it to a nurse and she said, oh, I know, but some people like it. Everyone's taste is different. Food should be edible. No one expects a glass of wine. Just basic edible hot food. You can keep them coming into us on 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.